What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to episode 4 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Thank you for tuning in once again. Today we have a bit of a Halloween special for you guys. Now, I won't say too much, but I promise it won't be too spooky and scary. Before we dive into that, we'll start with a quick sports update and then talk about some other fresh news from throughout the district. Stick around. Foreign and Law Athletics have kept plenty busy since we last checked in. Foreign's girls volleyball team got redemption over Jonathan Law after dropping the first game they met. The series splits at 1-1 on the year. Both teams have 3 games remaining on their schedule and will look to finish the season strong. The crosstown rivalry continued in soccer last Monday as both Foreign's boys and girls team got the best of Law in their first meeting of the season. Foreign's boys team is now 3-1-1 in their last 5 games. Law will look to get redemption against the Lions in their last outing of the regular season on October 27th. Wednesday was the SCC Championships for cross country. Liam Fettigan finished in 2nd place, which officially makes him a first-team All-SCC athlete. He will look to keep making noise at the CIAC Class M Championships on October 29th. Foreign freshman Joseph Meade and junior Max Newton also had strong showings, finishing in 41st and 44th out of 123 runners. Foreign took 9th in the race out of 18 different teams. The future is definitely looking bright for the Lions cross country team. Foreign also took 9th place over on the girls' side. Sophomore Adriana Gonzalez led the way for them, coming in 25th, but it was Jonathan Law's Claire Moulton who looked really sharp, taking 13th in the race. I think it's worth noting we are definitely seeing some young athletes early in their high school careers between both schools. It'll be very interesting to see how both teams develop in the next coming years. They will all meet again at Eisenhower Park on Monday. Finally, Foreign and Law football are both now 5-0 in the year. Foreign beat Brantford 35-14 behind 5 passing touchdowns from quarterback Jack Cushman. This is Foreign's first 5-game winning streak since 2016 and their first 5-0 start since 2015. Jonathan Law got the job done in dominant fashion once again as well, defeating Lyman Hall 51-14. Law has now outscored opponents 239-42 this season. Law is 5-0 for the first time since 1986. I can't stress enough, you guys, this Thanksgiving game is going to be huge. We have not seen Milford football on the map like this in quite some time, having both teams undefeated more than halfway through October. It's going to be a special showdown between two very hungry groups. That's all we have today for sports. Stick around for more news and some Halloween content coming your way. Milford's adult education program has officially been named as a provider of the National External Diploma Program. This will give adults another way to earn a high school diploma through life experiences. Candidates that enter this program evaluate their high school abilities in areas such as civic literacy, community participation, consumer awareness, financial literacy, cultural literacy, geography and history, health literacy, science, and 21st century workplace skills. Foreign High School recently had 6 seniors named as commended scholars by the College Board in the National Merit Scholarship Program. Maria Corman, Violet Wilson, Grace Foley, Justin Gentleman, Skylar Agresti, and Joseph Sichowski were all recognized as recipients. Parent-teacher conferences are just about wrapping up, and we hope you had the opportunity to meet with your child's teachers. Remember, teachers are always available through email, and there will be spring conferences as well. October is a special month as the Milford Public Schools recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Down Syndrome Awareness Month as well. Last week, students and faculty at East Shore and West Shore Middle School raised money for the Norma Freeman Breast Care Center by wearing pink and donating $1. As it's also Down Syndrome Awareness Month, Pumpkin Delight showed their support by wearing blue and yellow. Harborside Middle School recently had family movie night. The HMS community gathered for a viewing of Hocus Pocus 2. Which is very fitting for the time of year. Attendees got to enjoy pizza and yard games on a night of perfect weather for an event like this. Last Friday, many of our schools had their annual trunk or treat event where kids were able to show up to their school dressed in a costume and go from trunk to trunk in the parking lot for candy, basically a mock Halloween celebrated as a school community. Schools involved included Orchard Hills, Orange Avenue, Meadowside, and Live Oaks. JFK and Calf Pen will have theirs tonight, and Pumpkin Delight will have theirs on the 28th. This event is perfect for the kids to come together and create lasting memories with friends and family. If your school has one coming up, I would definitely recommend attending. Students around the district will be allowed to wear costumes on Monday, October 31st, for everybody's favorite day of the month. Our elementary school students will get to show off their best costume and parade around their school as well. Orange Avenue will continue their tradition where they go across the street to the West River Healthcare Center, something I myself even remember doing like 15 or 16 years ago. It's cool to see they've kept that tradition alive, and it's going to be a very special day for the kids. As Halloween's coming up, many students are looking forward to the festivities with a costume and some candy. Schools throughout the district have already started to celebrate. Let's check in with some of our Mathewson Elementary School students to see what they're dressing up as and what their favorite candy is to get on Halloween. What are you thinking of dressing up as for Halloween?
Hermione.
Alien Addison.
Daphne Blake.
Maymay.
Darth Maul.
What do you want to dress up as for Halloween?
A Ninja Turtle.
I want to be for Halloween. I'm going to be for Halloween Little Red Riding Hood.
A unicorn.
A Power Ranger.
Alice in Wonderland.
A sloth.
Boba Fett.
What is your favorite piece of candy to get on Halloween?
Rolos,
Hershey bar,
and I forgot what it was called.
Kit Kats,
candy corn nuts.
You remember?
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers, nice. What is your favorite piece of candy to get on Halloween?
Twizzlers.
Chocolate ball.
Kit Kat.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
Nice. See, that wasn't so scary. But we are out of time for today. Everybody make sure to have a safe Halloween. We really want to thank you guys for listening. This podcast was recently featured in the Milford Mirror, and we've had an overwhelming amount of support. Definitely make sure to give it a read to learn more about how these episodes come together. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the pod wherever you're listening to this, and come back next time for our most prevailing stories to date.